Alexander Solzhenitsyn moved his family to the U.S. in 1976. They went to the Vermont village of Cavendish. One of his neighbors back then was a teenage boy. His name Scott Bemis. And as Bemis recalls, when the famous Russian author moved to town, it was a pretty big deal.
Solzhenitsyn bought some isolated property up in the woods and surrounded the entire 30 acres with a large fence, which to the local population was an incredible thing to begin with. There was all kinds of speculation about what was going on behind the fence, and there were guards and there were dogs, and beware the fence. Not too long after they moved there, I ran into his stepson, Dmitry, and we were about the same age, so we started hanging around quite a bit. Eventually, I was allowed inside the compound, which had the very first remote-controlled gate we'd ever seen. So going into the compound for the first time was a little bit beyond exciting for me at the time when I was probably only 14 or 15 years old.
If you were 14 or 15, I mean, you probably didn't know that much about him, did you?
I knew that he was a famous, immediately everyone knew that he was the famous writer that had won a Nobel Prize. We had no idea what it was about, though. When I was invited into the house, his mother spoke English quite well and did most of the translating for his father. Everyone in town called him Solzy. So he didn't seem like I know he could speak English, but he preferred not to, according to Dmitry. So he greeted me, and he immediately just smiled and came over and nodded and kind of gave me a handshake.
What about outside of the confines of the Solzhenitsyn home in Cavendish?
Well, there was a very small store in Cavendish, and he used to come in quite regularly to pick up some milk or a paper or whatever he would come in to get, and he greeted people, and he didn't speak a lot of English, so he would keep it basically to hello, and that's about it, and nod his head and stuff, but he was very polite and cordial, and we also guarded his privacy. Most of the people in town helped him guard his privacy because for the first few years there was an onslaught of tourist people coming in asking, where's Solzhenitsyn live? And we would just point him in the exact opposite direction, miles and miles away, and that was like one of the running jokes to help Dimmy's family out.
I wonder, by the way, if the people of Cavendish ever sort of, did the local library ever highlight one of his works?
That kind of literature was so far beyond. I've tried to read the Gulag Archipelago, and it's pretty highbrow reading. So, I don't know, and it's a very thick book. And I know when he moved here in towns surrounding the area, though, a lot of people picked it up and went for, but at the time I was much too young to attempt to try and read that.
Ever wonder why they moved to Cavendish?
They never said. Dmitry said that Europe was a great place to be, but it was chaotic and they needed, his father wanted privacy, or as the old man, as he put it, needed privacy. And that's where they ended up, and it's like, he must have just taken, pointed at the map and went here. Maybe because it was cold. Up here in Vermont is notoriously cold winters, and maybe that's what they wanted.
All right. Mr. Bemis, thank you so much for your remembrances of the Solzhenitsyn family, in fact.
Well, thanks for calling me up on that.
Scott Bemis lived near the Solzhenitsyns when they moved to Cavendish, Vermont in 1976. 2 years later, he moved 8 miles down the road to Chester, Vermont. Alexander Solzhenitsyn died late last night. He was 89 years old.